While still a prototype for the flapper that was to appear in the following years, Thomas's character shows all the basic characteristics: longing for pleasure and fun, and drastically changing her fashion and appearance. She even tried smoking a cigarette for the first time, something that was also related to flappers, because it was a symbol of freedom. Music was also important in the development of the flapper. Jazz music had emerged, largely in black communities, particularly in New Orleans, in the previous decades. After the first jazz records were recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917, the trend caught fire across the country. An earlier prototype of the flapper attitude can be seen in singers such as Marion Harris, who transitioned into an early jazz vocalist beginning around 1917. Her showy jazz tunes filled with personality were a channel that helped to further bring jazz to white communities. Jazz became a staple for flappers because it was fast, fun, and great for dancing. It was also scorned by the older generation for being too risque and too closely associated with black communities. Jazz was not just music, but also a social force. The ideal setting for a flapper would be dancing to fast jazz music while wearing a short dress and drinking illegal alcohol and smoking cigarettes. This was the epitome of rebellion at that time. Youth and rebellion have been a common theme seen in every generation since the 1920s, just in different forms.